Hello, everyone. I'm Jian Xie. I'm the CEO of Cryptape, which is a blockchain startup based in China. And I was a Ethereum developer in Vitalik's research team. But now I'm fully committed to our own blockchain product named Sida, which is a permission blockchain. And today I want to share with you the most important design choice of Sida and why it makes Sida unique. And the topic is scalable blockchain for enterprise, which is a scalable solution you can use today. With the advent of Ethereum, we can build decentralized applications very easily on Ethereum. And in Cryptape, we provide all kinds of consultancy services to our customers, include notary, crypto assets, to settlement supply chain. We build all kinds of prototypes, but the most question we've been asked by our customers is the solutions you build for us scale? What if the blockchain application becomes super success and there are a lot of our users using it? Is the solution can handle that much users, right? But all of us know blockchain has its own scalability problem, because in blockchain we need to replicate the transactions as many copies as the nodes in the network and broadcast the replicates to all the nodes, and all the nodes need to process the same task again and again and again and then vote. So no matter how many nodes in the network, the throughput of the whole network is the same as a single node. You can increase the network throughput by simply adding nodes into the network. So how do we solve the problem? There are actually two solutions. The hard way is what Ethereum or Vitalik is doing now, is scale out by sharding, right? What if we don't replicate each transaction that many times? What if we split transaction into groups and we also split nodes into groups, and each group of nodes only need to process a subgroup of transactions, and each group of nodes only need to maintain a substate of the blockchain? That's what sharding doing, but sharding is hard. If you listen to Vitalik's talk yesterday, you know there is a dilemma in the scalability problem. You can reach decentralization, scalability, and security at the same time. So in sharding, the most hard part is security. How can you do it in a safe way? So it's very hard, and Ethereum team is working hard on this, and maybe we don't have it today. The other way, or the easier way, is scale up, right? If the throughput of the whole network is the same as a single node in the network, what if we just upgrade the node in the network? We can use a workstation, even mainframe, instead of a laptop to run a node. Then the throughput of the whole system will naturally increase, right? That's the solution promoted by some big names in this industry. If it's so good, why don't Ethereum just use this solution? The problems of scale-up solution is obvious. If you want to build a very decentralized network, you have to make the cost of running a node very low. If you need a mainframe to run a full node, any individual cannot afford that cost. And you may also need very good network condition for that full node, right? So the cost is very high for scale mainframe node. And the other problem is centralization. If the cost is so high, then any individual cannot afford it. Then only people with a lot of money can run a full node in the network. So the solution is not suitable for a public chain. But for Cryptape or for a permission blockchain, the context is different, right? The users in the network are all enterprises. They can afford the cost. And in a permission blockchain, we can set a barrier for enter. So if you want to join to be a validation node, we can ask you to buy some minimum hardware to become a validation node. So scale up solution can be used in permission blockchain. And we have an even better way to do that. How? We don't need a mainframe. That's not the way today. We can use the same technique used by all those internet companies. So in CIDR, we redesigned the architecture of a full node to use microservices. We break the functionalities of a full node into many independent modules, and each module can run as an independent process. All of those processes can run on, each process can run on an independent server. So you can use a server cluster to run a full node. That's very different from the full node clients of other blockchains today, because public blockchain clients' goal is to have individuals run the full node on their laptop. But for enterprise users, they can afford a cluster, and they have the operators to maintain the cluster, right? This architecture can fully unleash the resources owned by enterprise users. So in CIDR, we have consensus service, which is in charge of ordering all the transactions received by node. And we have executor to process transactions. We have authentication service, RPC service, and all the microservices exchange messages with each other through a message bus. Currently, we use RabbitMQ as the message bus between those microservices. So we turn the scale-up node, we turn the scale-up solution into a scale-out solution inside a logical node. What is a logical node? Because in CIDR, a full node is not necessarily a server. So we call it a logical node because it may run on a server cluster. So on the right side is a logical node with many servers inside it. From the other full node's point of view, it doesn't know if the other full node is running on 10 servers or 100 of servers. So what's the benefit? If we break the functionalities into independent processes, we can do a lot of concurrent and parallel optimizations. For example, in CIDR, we have implemented asynchronous transaction validation and execution. What does it mean? When a full node receives a new block, the new block will be broadcast to executor and all service at the same time, and auth and executor service can optimistically pre-compute the new block and validate transactions in the new block. It's a concurrent process, and this change will largely increase the system's efficiency. This is asynchrony in a single block, and we go much farther than that. We separate consensus service and executor service completely. So when the system load of is super high, and all the transactions cannot be processed in one block time, which is 3 seconds in SIDA, the execution can last across many blocks, and the state root of the final result will be written back to the block when it's finished, maybe 3 blocks later. And we also do a lot of parallel optimizations in SIDA. So this is a better picture than previous one, right? Instead of only one service, we can run many service instances for any of the microservice. We can have 3 authentication services to validate transaction signatures. We can have 3 RPC service instances to receive requests from clients. And we can have many executors to run transactions in parallel. So this is a benchmark result of SIDA we did 1 week ago. We deployed a network with 10 logical nodes on a cloud service, and the throughput of the 10 node network is 15,000 transactions per second. And in comparison, some other blockchain solution, or the most popular blockchain solution today, can reach only 1,500 transactions per second. So it's a 10 times difference. And we found that the throughput of the whole network will increase proportionally to the ability of a single node in the system. Like the orange bar, we use a 4x large server, and the blue in the blue and red deployment, we use twice powerful hardware. And another interesting thing is, we find that the blue deployment the performance of blue deployment is almost the same as red deployment, but the blue one uses a single server for a logical node, but the red one uses 3 lower grade servers for a single node, for a single logical node. So the result is very promising, and all of this is just a beginning. We are still pushing very hard to increase the system's throughput, to do more parallelism in SIDA. And actually, the microservice architecture is the only cloud-friendly architecture today, cloud-friendly blockchain architecture today, because you can fully utilize the server instances on cloud. You can run many server instances to power a full node. And there are many other interesting designs, and I got not enough time. But, well, we have native contract other than EVM contract. In the default SIDA stack, we support EVM contract by default. But you can always rewrite your Solidity contract with native code, and our native contracts support Solidity ABI, and it provides Solidity compatible storage API, so you can use mappings those data structures in native contract, and a Solidity contract can call into native contract naturally without any change. This is an example in Rust. By the way, CEDAR is written in Rust. And the beautiful of the scale-up solution is that the solution is orthogonal to all the future scaling solutions like sharding, plasma, state channel. We can use them together. And I believe even in scalability solution like plasma, the root chain still need very very high performance, still need to do a lot of things like we did in CEDAR to support all those child chains. And this is a typical network of CEDAR. So we build this we build this network for enterprise users. Each enterprise user can run a full node, which include many microservices, and their users can get access to the network through their full node. This hybrid model, we think this hybrid model deserves more consideration and more research. And we can build decentralized enterprise application on this network. And if you are interested in CEDAR, CEDAR is fully open sourced, and you can find its white paper, is all of its code, and we build Docker image, and we provide some a simple Bootstrap document so you can follow the steps and run a CEDAR network and benchmark it. We have many customers. This is why we need such high throughput, such high performance, because our customers include like China Banknote Printing and Minting Company. Their product literally has billions of users, right? Thank you.